Well, there has been yet another advancement in the drive towards next-generation biofuels as a team of researchers at the U.S. Energy Department's Bioenergy Science Center have used bacteria to convert plant matter directly into isobutanol, which can be burned in regular car engines with a heat value higher than ethanol and similar to gasoline. And unlike ethanol, isobutanol can be blended at any ratio with gasoline and should eliminate the need for dedicated infrastructure in tanks or vehicles. Plus, it may be possible to be used directly in current engines without modification. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu says this is a perfect example of the promising opportunity we have to create a major new industry, one based on biomaterials such as wheat and rice straw, corn stover, lumber waste, and plants specifically developed for biofuel production that require far less fertilizer and other energy inputs. But he also cautions that we must continue with an aggressive research and development effort. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.